Welcome back here on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM. Thanks for being here. My name is Jeff, your host. You can always get in touch with me, and I love it when you do, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Or you can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here in my basement. Also, Jeff Robson pre-recording, having some fun. Hopefully you're enjoying the music. Many, many more episodes of this show are up at tellthebandtogohome.com. Or on various streaming services. And also, while you're looking around, maybe you want to find my other show, Fly With Your Shadow, my interview show, which I'm having a lot of fun with. It's allowing me to connect with some old friends and some folks that I've never met before. And this week, I got to chat with basically a hero of mine ever since I was a teenager, for goodness sake. You know, I love the Winnipeg music scene, and I'm a passionate believer in the talent we have in this amazing city. And that love of the local music scene was built upon seeing a local band called The Watchmen play. I think the first time I saw them play was 1990. They opened for The Pursuit of Happiness at Le Rendezvous, something like that. Or maybe it was at Sunfest. I don't know. They were around the same time, something like that. Anyway. And they just blew me away. I just couldn't believe how great they were. I couldn't believe that I'd never heard of them before, and I couldn't believe that they were from right here in Winnipeg. And it got me looking for the talent that's right around us here in Winnipeg, and there's so much of it. And I had the opportunity to chat with Joey Serlin, who's the lead guitarist in the band. He also writes a lot of songs for the band. Because he has a new record coming out alongside Watchmen singer Danny Graves. And so they're calling themselves Serlin Graves now. They have a new record coming out. The full thing drops in May. It's called Sad Songs for Sale. What a great title. Oh, my God. That alone certainly piques my interest. But the first single that they dropped just the other day is absolutely stellar. And I'm going to play that for you. But first, I want to give you a little taste of what we chatted about on Fly With Your Shadow this week. And of course, you can find that at flywithyourshadow.com or on the streaming services. And off the very top of the show, we played the Serlin Graves Neil Young cover, and I kind of alluded to where that came from. And I'll let Joey tell you a little bit more about that in a second. But first, I thought I'd give you a little taste just to remind you of The Watchmen. This is from their live album, which was recorded right here in Winnipeg. It's called Live and in Stereo, and it's one of the very few Watchmen shows in Winnipeg that I've ever missed since about 1990. So thankfully they recorded it for me so I could still catch up. And I thought I'd drop this for you for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a nice, you know, Sunday afternoon folky take on a great Watchmen classic. It's also a song that, lyrically kind of, harkens right here to their home in Winnipeg. Of course, there's a lot of lines in here that are kind of about this town, and, you can hear the crowd singing along. And when we were talking, the other day, me and Joey, I don't know. When we were talking the other day, we were talking about how passionate Watchmen fans are and how often, when they go to the shows, the audience, and myself included, I got to admit, are singing the words like full volume the whole show through. So a little warning, if you ever go to a Watchmen show, stay away from me, because I'm not a very good singer, but I'm not afraid to do it. And, you know, it's probably a good thing that I wasn't here when they recorded this record, so you don't have to hear me do it.
Touching down is a frozen town. Look around, I grew up, I fell down. Nothing changes, nothing changes except the red lights. Nobody changes, nobody changes. Won't see them
So what did happen? When did you start writing again in this? Because it sounds like you said it was just kind of an unexpected flurry of writing. So how did that come about?
Yeah, I guess I had a few emotional experiences. And then I wrote a couple songs. I had a period where I wrote three songs in about 3 or 4 days, which is, I hadn't had that in a very long time. And then I contacted Danny. And I said, can I play these for you? And we got together at Motel, his bar here in Toronto. And he's got a couple of like upright acoustic pianos, and I played them for him and he really loved it. And then I had a couple of ideas that in addition to those songs that I were kind of, I had chord changes and melodies, but no lyrics. I said, do you want to write lyrics for this? And he said, sure. And then he played me some of his songs that he had written recently and some that he had banked over the last number of years as well. I guess he felt inspired to go pull them out. And then we would work on arrangements and then we'd bring them in here. And I played them for a drummer, Ryan Chalmers, who ended up engineering and mixing the whole album, and Dustin Anstey on bass. And then we went in the studio and we got the amps going and hammered it out. And then we just started recording. We thought we'd do an EP, and then I would go home and I would, all of a sudden I'd be watching like a Jets game or something. And then I'd hear a melody in my head and pause the game and I'd write a song in like an hour.
Some of those Jets games get a little boring, so my mind wanders too.
And then next thing you know, we had, you know, 14-ish songs, so we cut two of them and we're putting out a 12 song album. So pretty amazing.
You dropped a Neil Young cover I guess in November for his birthday, right? What was that all about? Was that just kind of a celebration of his music, or was that kind of testing the waters to see what the interest would be on you guys? Or
well, it was your friend Howard Manshine. He was doing a thing for, a piece for Neil Young's birthday, and asked if we could, he got in touch with us saying, hey, can you guys give me some quotes, you know, so that I'm a big fan. I said, we'll do you one better. We'll record a cover, because we were doing Needle at our live shows, the acoustic stuff that we were talking about earlier. So we jumped in the studio here I knew Danny would be here. We were tracking for the Cerlin Graves album. And then I said, do you want to just record Needle? And I just did a quick guitar pass. He dropped a vocal on it. And then there you go.
It was that easy.
Yeah. It was that easy. I did it one take. Danny was teasing me. He goes, can you hurry up? Yeah.
Okay. I want to play Teenage Heart here coming up. What can you tell me about that song? There's a bit of a story behind that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you know, I have too many kids.
I think we all say that.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I've had a wide age range, and I've watched my my oldest daughter and my son kind of navigate growing up in this social media age, and it makes me a little sad. So, you know, that the weight and the importance that's put on superficial things, and it's disappointing to me. And so this is just a song that kind of speaks to that and encouraging people not to succumb to the pressures of external judgment, but just trying to navigate your own path and be true to yourself.
Just frozen and contemplating, considering who's a letter down. Tell the walls outside your door. How bad does it show? Whatever did become of all my friends?
Hey, this is Joey Serlin from Serlin Graves and the Watchmen. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 UM FM at the University of Manitoba. Go Bisons.
Thanks, guys.
Another one from the live record from the Watchmen there, from Live and in Stereo, recorded right here in Winnipeg. That's All Uncovered. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of the live album in general, but, that one makes me feel good just cause I know that feeling of being in that crowd and yelling out that lyric. And, I miss that band. You know, it's, I've seen them pretty much every year every year that they've been active that I've known about them since about 1990, they of course weren't around for a while in the 2000s there, but ever since they got back together in about 2008 or so, I think I've seen them pretty much every year. And, it was a tough one in 2020, and, now 2021's looking a little dry. Joey did say that they were working on Winnipeg show though, so who knows when and where it'll happen, but hopefully soon. And hopefully they'll be part of that goofy Manitoba 150 thing, if that ever happens. If Butch and Randy can do it, then the Watchmen can certainly do it too, as far as I'm concerned. Anywho, speaking of bands from back in the day that's packing it in, I guess. The Watchmen packed it in. They're back now, and hopefully they're going to stay back. But saw a post on the Facebook the other day about a band that I've really come to love and appreciate. And, it seems like maybe they're packing it in too. Band called the Bottle Rockets. Now, the Bottle Rockets, they honestly didn't know much about them until I saw them live in Minneapolis a bunch of years ago, opening for James McMurtry. I got to be honest, I kind of missed the boat on that band somehow. And then when I saw them live, I went, oh my God, these guys are freaking amazing and such a great live band. And then I dug back in the catalog and found out how great they were. Kind of led by a guy named Brian Henneman, who kind of got his start, I guess, as the guitar tech and roadie and sometimes player in pioneering alt-country band Uncle Tupelo, alongside Jay Farrar, who went on to form Sunvolt, and Jeff Tweedy, who went on to form Wilco. Kind of got started that way, and then formed the Bottle Rockets, and had a hell of a great career on his own. So during 2020, I guess he was like everybody else, just sitting around home and not touring, not really making music, not really doing much, just kind of getting by. And he started to realize that it felt pretty good not having to go anywhere. He didn't really miss, you know, getting up and getting in the van, and he didn't really miss feeling the pressure to write songs, and didn't really have the hunger to push to do it again. So he just said, you know what, maybe this is time. Maybe I'll just enjoy myself while I still can and not do that anymore. And he said he'll probably play in a local country band somewhere, just banging out covers at some point. But his active touring and recording career appears to be over. And, you know, if he's going out on his own terms and he's going out strong as this band has, then, we wish him well. How do you fault a guy for that? I mean, who knows? Hopefully they'll do something at some point again, but hope he enjoys himself and has a good life. He's certainly left us with a lot of good music. We'll hear one or two from the Bottle Rockets right now on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Ever see that damn thing at burned out shell? For a little while that trailer must have seemed like hell. If kerosene works, why not gasoline? Kerosene works, why not gasoline? Kids wore rags, he never worked too much. Who's the judge to decide how much this world could punish? Kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline? Now the welfare check won't pay for the electricity. Wonder who the jury was decided they were all guilty. Kerosene works, why not gasoline? Kerosene works, why not gasoline? Fire start about 3 a.m., you know none of them would survive. The head of that goddamn trailer, so it burned to my
Money in it, and there with the flow. When it's always half past now, a while ago. And it goes so fast, won't slow down. Monday every time that I turn around. It goes so fast, won't slow down. Monday every time that I turn around. Tuesday means the weekend's almost here. Disappear. When Saturday meets Sunday's almost in the rearview mirror. The future's certain end is always near. And it goes so fast, won't slow down. Monday every time that I turn around. It goes so fast, won't slow down. Turn around. 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Let's fly and be thankful for another try. Thanks for one more try.
From Chris Coding. Hey, this is Jay Farrar of Sun Vol. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Oh God, I love that one. I want to send that out to Bill Western, wherever he is. Same train, different time. Here in Winnipeg City. I miss Bill Western. I miss everybody. Well, not everybody. No. The good people. I miss the good people. That's Bill Western. He's one of the good people for sure. He had a show called Same Train, Different Time on CKUW here in Winnipeg, and I loved that show. It was so good, and he would always do the weather report and tell us what the barometric pressure was. I don't even know what barometric pressure is, but he threw it in there. Anyway, Sandusky, that's Uncle Tupelo there, from March 16th to 20th, 1992. Coming up, anniversary. Maybe I should have saved that one for a couple of weeks, or maybe we'll circle back to it, because it's so good. So good. And it just, you know, my friend Ole, he's been teaching me how to play. Well, he's been very patiently teaching me how to play some songs on the guitar. And I was listening to that one. I was going, do you think we could do that one, Ole? Do you think? And sometimes I think I'm better than I am. I got this new guitar the other day, and it's making me feel like I'm way better than I am. I was watching a Jim Bryson live stream. Did you catch that on Friday? Oh my God, it was so good. And I was jamming along with the band the whole time, and I think I sounded friggin' great because I got this new guitar. So I feel like I'm great, even though I'm really not. And I will never let you hear to find out just how bad it is, ever. What the hell am I talking about? Oh yeah, Uncle Tupelo. Before that, a few from the Bottle Rockets. Love the Bottle Rockets. We wish Brian Henneman the best with his little retirement. We heard Monday Every Time I Turn Around from South Broadway Athletic Club. We heard $1,000 Car from the Brooklyn Side, and from the debut, the self-titled debut from the Bottle Rockets, we heard Kerosene. So good. Oh man, look at the time. We got a few birthdays to try to cram in here. I guess we don't have to spend a lot of time on Towns' birthday because he's so darn dead, but it is Towns' birthday, so we got to get to some Towns. But first, coming up on Wednesday, it's the birthday of our old pal Barney Bentall.
Of a day I'm caught in a night, a dark moonless night. Dream of a day. Forget what I said, the guy behind that foolishness is dead, left for dying on twisted trail. Forget what I said. I took a trip high on the Arctic plain, staring at the window across the bleak terrain, saw solitary footprints weaving through the snow. Somebody was out there looking for a place to go. Forget what I said, the guy behind that foolishness is dead, left for dying on a twisted trail. Chance in the world to take it back, take it back and try and start anew. Try and figure out what I should do. Forget what I said.
of a day, far, far away, dream of a day. Forget what I said, the guy behind that foolishness is dead, left for dying on a twisted trail, with no chance in the world to take it.
Tell the band to go home on 101.5, and this is Mary Gaucher, and I'm listening too.
Thank you. hurt the same. I'm not looking for I'm sorry. I'm not looking to lay blame. I guess I had to thank you once before this life went by. Yeah, that's why.
We'll call that our This Day in Singer-Songwriter History I suppose it's we don't have Joe Stover doing research for us, so it's a little harder for us to come up with stuff to do on the day. But it's Townes' birthday today, or it would be if he weren't so darn dead. Born on this day in 1944, Townes Van Zandt, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, probably one of the greatest songwriters who will ever live. And what a life indeed. I might have to watch that movie. It's been a while. Before that, we heard Mary Gaucher. Her birthday's coming up this week as well. That song is kind of about that day, actually, March 11th, 1962, from her autobiography album, The Foundling. And off the top of that little birthday set, Barney Bentall from his album Gift Horse. We heard Dream of a Day. I think I heard Jim Cuddy singing on that one. That was so good. Went back to that one way back to 2006. And that'll about do it for us here on Tell the Band to Go Home today. Thanks for being here. You can always check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com. I try to add the most notable live streams to the upcoming events page. And there are literally hundreds of episodes of this program that you could dive through if you're so inclined. Stay tuned for more good stuff here on UMFM. I'll be back on next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. on UMFM, any old time, on Podbean or on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or wherever you can find this show. And Fly With Your Shadow. Almost every week I have a new episode. I say almost because one of these weeks I'm not going to do it. But I'm hoping every Friday to have a new episode of Fly With Your Shadow. Check out flywithyourshadow.com. Thanks for being here, everybody. I hope you have a great week. See you again next time.